the law of the lid, leadership ability determines a person's level of effectiveness. Brothers Dick and Maurice McDonald were skilled in the restaurant business. As cars became more common in America, they created ways to serve food quickly to customers on the go. They eventually focused on selling mainly hamburgers. Their fast and efficient methods attracted other restaurant owners, who visited their hamburger joint to learn how to improve their own businesses. However, when they tried to expand their idea through franchising, they failed. Why? Because they lacked strong leadership. Their partner, Ray Kroc, had the vision and skill to turn McDonald's into a huge success. Dedication, talent, and intelligence are crucial, but without leadership, your potential is limited. The law of influence, the true measure of leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. Leadership isn't something that's given to someone, it has to be earned. In 1996, a poll by London's Daily Mail found that the public saw Mother Teresa and Princess Diana as the two most caring people in the world, even though neither held political positions. They had a strong influence on people, using it to achieve great things. It's common to think that good managers automatically make good leaders, but leading and managing are actually distinct tasks. Managers focus on ensuring smooth operations, while leaders influence people. Another misconception is that all entrepreneurs are natural leaders or that being innovative guarantees leadership ability. In reality, leadership is earned through hard work and dedication, not just by being first or having extensive knowledge. The law of process, leadership develops daily, not in a day. If you don't know what you don't know, you won't know what to learn. Once you identify your gaps, you can start improving your leadership skills by filling them. As your knowledge expands, so will your ability to lead. With practice, leading will become natural. True success comes from building your business steadily, day by day. The law of navigation. Anyone can steer the ship, but it takes a leader to chart the course. Leadership needs careful planning and thinking ahead. Think about what you are asking others to join you in doing. Being prepared is the key. Decide your plan and share your goals with important team members. Give them time to understand and agree with your plan. Expect problems but always emphasize their achievements. Review your plan daily to stay on track. The law of E.F. Hutton. When the real leader speaks, people listen. The person with the title and running the meeting might not be the real leader. True leadership is based on influence. The real leader is the person people listen to. Genuine leaders have strong character, build good relationships, and know their job well. They have strong intuition and natural talent. The law of solid ground, trust is the foundation of leadership. As a leader, your followers' trust is your most important asset. People need to believe in your character. If you make a mistake and don't admit it, you will create distrust. The law of respect, people naturally follow leaders stronger than themselves. Strong individuals seek strong leaders who possess respect and strong character. Harriet Tubman, an African-American abolitionist, was very short, missing two front teeth, and never dressed well. Despite her looks, she earned great respect. Eventually, some of the most important people in the country invited her to their homes for advice. The law of intuition, leaders evaluate everything with a leadership bias. Intuition is hard to explain but is developed through experience over time. You need to be able to use your intuition quickly when necessary. Leaders use intuition to understand their situations, people, and resources, and to make informed decisions in a broader context. Intuition helps leaders find creative solutions to problems by looking at everything from a leadership perspective. Steve Jobs from Apple is a great example of an intuitive leader. He has a special talent for introducing innovations that excite consumers. He sees every piece of technology, partnership, and employee as a resource to help lead his company into new markets. The law of magnetism, who you are is who you attract. The people you attract will often have qualities similar to yours. They typically share your attitudes, values, skills, and life experiences. If you're not attracting the people you want, evaluate your leadership skills to see if any areas need improvement. The law of connection. Leaders touch a heart before they ask for a hand. To effectively convey your message, it's crucial to emotionally engage with people. Whether addressing a large audience or a small group, remember that each person is unique. Some of the most successful military leaders understood this well. Robert E. Lee, for instance, spent time with his troops around campfires before important battles. Similarly, during the Persian Gulf War, General Norman Schwarzkopf recalled shaking hands with around 4,000 soldiers on Christmas. These leaders' efforts to connect individually ensured strong support from their followers. The law of the inner circle: a leader's potential is determined by those closest to him. To enhance your organization's effectiveness, focus on identifying strong leadership qualities in your closest team members. Avoid spending time trying to persuade or motivate individuals with a negative outlook. Instead, channel your efforts towards those who share your goals. Surround yourself with people who uplift spirits and lighten your workload. The law of empowerment: only secure leaders give power to others. Henry Ford had a great vision. The cars he made changed life today. However, he was so insecure that he could not stop himself from undermining other Ford Motor Company executives. He would give power to his subordinates only to take away their authority later. Fear of losing their jobs usually stops leaders from empowering others, but developing leaders makes you very important to your organization. Abraham Lincoln appointed his political rivals and critics to his cabinet because he wanted advice from leaders as strong or stronger than him. When you empower others, you help them succeed and, in doing so, you also raise yourself up. The law of reproduction: it takes a leader to raise up a leader. Some leaders are naturally talented, while others step up during crises. Most leaders are inspired and guided by experienced mentors. The best mentors for new leaders are those with extensive experience. To help others grow, you must first possess the necessary skills. Unfortunately, some leaders fail to see the importance of nurturing new leaders and may hinder those beneath them. It's crucial to remember that lowering others only diminishes yourself. Cultivating new leaders is vital for a company's growth. The more capable leaders a firm has, the stronger it becomes, but this requires careful attention. As Ross Perot famously remarked, "Leaders aren't born in groups, you find them one by one." The law of buy-in: people buy into the leader, then the vision. Mahatma Gandhi, a renowned leader, guided India to freedom using nonviolence as a powerful tool against oppression. Despite its difficulty, he convinced millions to follow him because they trusted him as a leader and adopted his vision and strategy. Many believe that vision precedes leadership, but Gandhi's example shows that credibility as a leader comes first. Establishing trust and then persuading others to adopt to your vision is key to effective leadership. The law of victory: leaders find a way for the team to win. Winston Churchill spoke against the Nazis as early as 1932. However, England's leaders at the time chose a path of reconciliation. When Churchill became Prime Minister in 1940, he clearly opposed Nazism. He declared his intention to lead England to victory, stating that defeating Hitler was the only acceptable outcome. Against tough odds, Churchill persisted until the Allies triumphed. He understood that achieving victory usually requires teamwork. Improving the team's performance is crucial for winning. Victory demands a clear vision, diverse skills, and a dedicated leader motivating the team to give their best effort. The law of the Big Mo: momentum is a leader's best friend. Movement is essential for progress. When you keep moving forward, it becomes easier to overcome challenges. Leaders need to create and maintain momentum because once it starts, it's tough to halt. Momentum motivates followers to excel. The law of priorities: leaders understand that activity is not necessarily accomplishment. Begin by assessing your responsibilities. Recognize where you excel and delegate tasks where possible. Find what you are most passionate about, as it drives your motivation. Being busy doesn't always mean being effective, so setting priorities is essential. Aim for actions that satisfy multiple priorities. Prioritize by determining what must be done, what yields the greatest benefits, and what offers the most significant rewards. Concentrate your efforts on the most fruitful areas to maximize productivity. The law of sacrifice: a leader must give up to go up. Achieving progress often demands giving up something valuable. Sometimes, you must take a step back to move forward twice as far. This might involve working tirelessly without pay or recognition. Lee Iacocca faced a critical situation when he took charge of Chrysler, which was heading towards bankruptcy. In a bold move, he sought help from the government as a last resort. This decision exposed him and Chrysler to criticism and mockery. To lead by example, he slashed his own salary to just $1 and urged Chrysler's executives to make sacrifices too. Their collective sacrifice ultimately turned Chrysler's fortunes around. Reaching your goals will inevitably require sacrifices, and maintaining success demands even greater dedication. The law of timing, when to lead is as important as what to do and where to go. Timing is crucial in determining the outcome of events like elections. Jimmy Carter, a newcomer to Washington politics, won the presidency in 1976 because voters felt he represented a fresh perspective. During this period, after Vietnam and Watergate, Americans were skeptical and disappointed with traditional politicians. Carter likely wouldn't have won in any other election year, but 1976 was ideal for an outsider to succeed. Law of explosive growth. Developing leaders for multiplication. Leaders who help others grow can multiply their own impact. John Schnatter, the founder of Papa John's Pizza, believes in empowering people to build the company. His COO, Wade Wunney, emphasizes the importance of developing leaders who can in turn develop others. This strategy not only boosts personal potential but also accelerates overall growth. By nurturing leaders individually and bringing in experienced leaders with their own followers, companies can achieve rapid expansion. Succession planning. Preparing for the future of a company. In 1997, when Coca-Cola's CEO Roberto Goizueta passed away unexpectedly, it could have been disastrous for the company. However, Goizueta had planned ahead for such a situation. He had developed other leaders within the company, which helped Coca-Cola remain strong even after he was gone. By developing new leaders, you not only improve your company's potential today but also ensure its long-term success. Key points. 1. Leadership hinges on ability. Without it, potential remains limited, as seen in McDonald's early failures in franchising. 2. Influence defines true leadership, exemplified by figures like Mother Teresa and Princess Diana who wielded significant impact without formal authority. 3. Leadership evolves daily through learning and practice, gradually enhancing one's ability to lead effectively. 4. Effective leadership requires foresight and planning to chart a clear course and inspire team alignment. 5. True leadership isn't about titles but about influence earned through character, relationships, and expertise. 6. Trust forms the foundation of leadership, essential for promoting followership and organizational success. 7. Empowering others and cultivating new leaders is crucial for sustainable growth and long-term success in any organization.